This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, December 22nd. God's word to you today is submit. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 45, verse 9, from the Contemporary English Version. And it says, "You have no right to argue with your Creator. You are merely a clay pot shaped by a potter. The clay doesn't ask, 'Why did you make me this way? Where are the handles? How do I cheer up when my change seems distant?' First, I need to embrace the big picture. And second, I need to cooperate with the artist. We are God's masterpiece. God is the artist, and we are his product, his masterpiece. We must cooperate with him. The two sides of holiness are the setting apart, which translates to being holy, which we have to do. The second part of holiness is God making you holy, which God has to do. We will do the things that are possible with faith and trust that God will do the impossible. We must do our bit and see God do his bit. We have to cooperate with God. God works in us. God works with us. And God works for us. God does not work without us, and God does not work against us. We are his children, oh. If you are a child of God and a Christian, God is not working against you. Yet, he will not work without you. God may be working in you, but not against you." Philippians 3, verses 12 to 14 from the Message Translation says, "I am not saying that I have this all together, that I have made it, but I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out to me. Friends, do not get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all this, but I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus." We must cooperate with God and align with him. We do this by aligning our will with his will and aligning ourselves with God's desires. God may want you to read a book, for instance, so that he can teach you and align you through what is in the book. Years ago, I was traveling to northern Nigeria where I was to serve. It was a whole day's trip. I knew the Holy Spirit wanted me to read The Release of the Spirit by Watchman Nee. So I took it along. I was reading the book, and it was as if the writer was talking to me. The book highlights the concept of the outer man being broken. My hands were literally shaking, and I was in so much pain. So I threw the book away and continued my journey. I got to the north, and my pastor came to greet me. Then he said, "The Holy Spirit said I should give you this book." I felt like I had been tracked down by this same book. The man did not understand my reaction, but I took the book and read it. I wept a lot of the time reading the book, but it changed my life totally. We will be taking a break from our current discourse so that we can delve into all God has for us this Christmas and in the remaining days of 2020 and beyond. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your unfailing love and kindness. I choose to cooperate with you. Have your way in my life, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.